Hey guys, what's up, and welcome back to another edition here of the Weakness Wad Focus announcement. Now, for those of you guys who don't know, The Process, our brand, has a service called Weakness Wad. That's actually how we got started. And Weakness Wad is essentially weakness accessory work or programming, fitness programming, to help you guys get better at some of your weaknesses, whether it's strength, whether it's endurance or cardio, whether it's gymnastics or body weight skills, right? Something you might see gymnastics-wise on the rings, on the floor, on a pull-up bar, anything like that. And so we created that program, and every month what we do is we have new focuses, so that way it keeps things fresh, it keeps you guys progressing, and it helps you to get better at whatever your weakness might be. Now, you get access to all three of those programs, but every month, like I said, we have a new focus. And this month is no different. November, what we are gonna get into here in 1 second is your new focuses for all three groups. But before we start, we wanted to announce something really big to another one of our services, which is our Compete programming. Now, this is not necessarily designed for people who want to be competitive in the fitness realm. Maybe it is, maybe that's your goal, but essentially it's just to be able to compete against your past self, against where you are now, right? So we take into account strength and conditioning principles to help you guys get better with that, with a little functional fitness mindset behind that as well. Now, something we're adding to that programming is that now each month those Compete athletes are going to be getting a 15-minute monthly consultation, and that is going to be no upcharge. It just included because we see that the athletes and the people, the members that we talk to every month to help them stay on track, to stay engaged, to help them stay accountable, to give them feedback if they want to see how one of their barbell movements looks, right? We always want to be able to improve that technique, and that's where that kind of personal training, online personal training aspect comes from. And so we are adding that to our Compete programming now to help you guys get a little bit more out of your online training than maybe some other online platforms can't offer. And we're excited about that, and we can't wait to talk to you guys online every month. But let's get back to our Weakness Wad programming here, where November is going to be a great month, helping you guys lead into maybe if you want to get better for the CrossFit Games, for the CrossFit Open coming up, or maybe you just want to continue to improve some of these skills we're progressing upon. So let's get into it. For our Strength Weakness Wad group, you guys are going to be working on unilateral full body movements. And so when I say full body, I mean that we're going to be working head to toe, but when we do our workouts, it is going to be unilateral. So instead of doing, let's say, a bench press, okay, where both hands are on a barbell, bilateral, so both sides are working at the same time, it might be a single arm chest press, all right? And so what this helps with is really to help that balance between left and right side. If you're always going for a squat and you're always trying to hip shift to one side, it might mean that that one side is a little bit stronger or the other side is a little bit weaker. So we want to do unilateral movements to balance that out to help you get stronger, not only left side to right side or vice versa, but that's only going to help you when you go back around and do bilateral movements, all right? So each day is going to be a little bit different. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is going to be separated out and having their own focus for the strength group. So for example, Monday is going to be lower body pulling. So that means that we're going to be focusing on lower body pulling movements, which primarily focuses on hamstrings, glutes, lower back, right? Or even just back in general. So we're going to be working on that one side or working on both sides, but of those muscle groups. Then on Tuesday, it's going to be upper body pulling. So we're going to get a mixture of upper, lower body, pushing, pulling, and then some core in there as well. That's our 5-day progression for the strength group. For gymnastics, we are getting into a strict inversion, rig, and ring movement skill. So we've kind of been going on a 8-month progression without really telling you guys, but essentially about 5 weeks ago or so now, we started with strict inversion movements for the whole month. Then the next month, we went to strict ring and then strict rig. And then we went through some dynamic movements as well of all three of those different types of movements on the different implements. Now what we're going to be doing is we're going to be taking a little bit of each of those movements, so the inversion movements, the rig movements, the ring movements, and we're going to put them all together now. So you're doing them more frequently, but still keeping these movements strict. So we want to use the strict movements to be able to build strength, to be able to build body position, awareness, volume, all of these different things before we go into the next month, which you guys might already be able to know what's going to come up for the gymnastics group next month. We're not getting into it now, but you can kind of see what's coming along this progression. For the endurance group, last month was a doozy, needless to say. We've had a lot of people reach out and say how some of those workouts just really kicked their butt. And a lot of the workouts that we had were focusing on local muscle capacity. So we would do things like a 15-minute EMOM of max calorie bike. So you're going to bike for the full 15 minutes, but every minute on the minute, you're going to get off and you're going to do maybe wall balls, right? So similar muscle groups is what you were just doing on a monostructural movement is now going to be placed on a mixed modal type of movement, or a movement where you're getting a concentric and an eccentric reaction that might be loaded as well. So that is what we did last month. We're going to progress on that now, and we're going to create local muscle stamina focus. And what that's going to be is essentially having you guys do the similar types of workouts, but instead of just doing five wall balls and then getting back on the bike for most of the minute, now what you're going to do is a minute of biking, a minute of wall balls. That's just one example, but you're going to do that for 14 minutes. So you can assume how you're going to get in more volume on biking, more volume on the wall balls, or whatever that mixed modal movement might be that helps you guys get through the local muscle stamina. So we can't wait to see you guys this week, or this month, I should say, but starting this week, let us know if you guys have any questions and we'll be here to answer them. Take care. See you guys on the leaderboard.